Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome all once again to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God. And all of you joining us right now online, welcome. My name is Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center in Randallstown, Maryland. And it is yet another How to Keep Your Healing service, Tuesday morning at Baltimore Christian Faith Center. I want to say right away, it's great to see some of you here this morning. Sister, it's good to see you again. I'm sorry that I can't remember your name. Marietta. Thank you so much. And the person that is with you, Carrie. Hey, Carrie. Welcome. Sister Mary. Yes, I know Sister Mary. Good to see you again. Praise God. Wow. Well, how about that? Sister Selavwe. Sister Selavwe, good to see you. Are you feeling better today? Awesome. Praise God. And Brother Chet. Good to see you, Brother Chet. Welcome back. It feels very good to see some familiar faces that we haven't seen in a long time. Welcome. Thank you for worshiping with us today. And this also, I extend the same to you that's watching right now. If you're within a couple hundred miles from here, you could make the trip. You can do it. Brother Chet drives 1 hour to come to church. And we have several people who do that, you know, 45 minutes to an hour to hear the word, to fellowship with one another, to have an experience with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to get into the word right away. So as I commonly like to do, I like to start with a word of prayer. So let's pray. Lord, we love you. We worship you. We exalt your holy name. We thank you, Lord, so very much for your goodness, for your mercy and your love. We thank you, Lord, that you walk amongst your people, that we can be in unity, Lord, with you every single day, all day long. Oneness with you, Lord. I thank you for the saints that are here this morning. And everyone who's watching right now online, I thank you, Lord, also for their participation. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that as your word is being taught today, the things that are being spoken, I pray, Lord, may it all come from you. May your people, Lord, hear your voice. May they see you and not me. Be glorified, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Do you have your Bibles with you today?
Yes.
All right. I like that. Let us turn to the book of Exodus today, shall we? Let's go to Exodus chapter 15. And then we're going to turn to verse 25. Any more amens?
Amen.
Amen. Exodus 15, verse 25. And the word of God reads, "So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute," and notice that he is capitalized. So you know who made a statute, right? Okay. "There he made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there he tested them and said, 'If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Right away, I want to say one thing here. Here in this story, the narrative right now that we're focused on right now, at this very moment, you have a description of several things that is happening right now, and it's something that we ought to understand, that we must understand. God is sovereign, and He is a just God. Many times when we think about the Lord, when we think about the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh, we think of Him as a Father, a loving Father, a loving God, a Creator, the essence of love. And those are all valid things. But we must never forget that He's a Father. Do you catch my drift? What does a father do? He loves. I'm saying something different now. I'm not repeating myself. And a father that loves disciplines. Does he not? I discipline my children with love. I do. I have seen children that, quite a few, now young men who never went through discipline. And often what that does is it develops bad habits. They start making their own choices, and many times, rarely this happens, but many times they make the wrong choices. Oftentimes you see people make the wrong choice instead of the right ones, right? God is a father, and He loves us like crazy. And He will also correct us to keep us from self-destruction in various different ways. Here right now, the Lord is saying, if you obey what I tell you to do, right now, I'm making an ordinance, I'm making a statute right now, and if you obey these statutes, everything that that has come to happen with the Egyptians will not come over you. I am the Lord that heals you. What is this saying? Here, indirectly, the Word of God is saying that God is no respecter of person. How can you say that? The Lord is saying right now, if you do the exact same thing that the Egyptians are doing or have punished them for, you're going to suffer the same consequences. Not just because you are my people and you called upon my name and all these things, that you are exempt and that you can do whatever you feel like doing. This is how just our God is. You're not going to have a free card to do whatever you want simply because you are called by my name. Amen?
Amen.
Now just imagine. Let's flip it a little bit just now. Imagine if the Egyptians had actually obeyed and heeded the voice of the Lord. Just imagine. Imagine if Pharaoh wouldn't have hardened his heart against the things of God. Just imagine. This Pharaoh that did not have the full experience, hadn't seen everything that God had done like the previous Pharaoh had. This is a new guy. This is a new guy in town, right? He could care less. He's saying that all these things are myths. Those don't apply. I don't like that, the God of these people, right? But just imagine if things would have turned around. My goodness. History probably would have been completely different, right? But the opposite happened. And as a result, the Lord took action and did something about it. And now He's warning His own people, make sure that you don't do the same things as they do, because the same thing is going to happen to you as it did for them. I am the God who is able to keep your health, who is able to sustain you. Amen?
Amen.
So how does this apply to us? We must do the same. We must do the same. Now, I want to talk right now about healing. So this is the fundamental right now. I want to talk about health. The Lord who heals, that is the Hebrew Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals. The Lord had just made, right now in the story that we read, the bitter water of Marah pure, clean, and sweet. Right, Sister Salavwe? I want to say it. He made the water fit to drink on the spot. How? By the tree. Just grab something, right? Right now, there's symbolism in all of this. But he grabbed a piece of tree, and he just threw it on the water, and just like that, the water was drinkable. Do you know what you are witnessing right now? The Lord healing the water. Isn't that amazing? Right now, you are seeing healing in perfect display in the ability and the capability of God and the extent of His arm. And the power, and when I say the extent of His arm, is the length of His power and what He is able to do, not just for you, but for your entire life that will sustain you. Amen. He can heal your finances. He can heal your bread. He can heal your water. He can heal your body. Amen. He can heal your mind. He can heal your emotion. Amen. Whatever situation you are faced right now, He's got a handle over that. But you just have to trust Him. You have to obey. God's love language is obedience. Why? Because we have free will. We could do whatever we want. God gifted human beings, mankind, with something called free will to whether or not we will choose this day to serve the Lord, you and your household. Correct? So now, God requires obedience from us. And when He obeys, He keeps away everything that is destructive in our lives. But right now, this water going from bitter to sweet, from undrinkable to drinkable, is God healing the water. Amen. Healing the water. Hallelujah. God is declaring directly right now, I am the healer. The Lord who heals people. The Lord who heals bodies. He will heal your soul, your spirit, and everything around you that sustains you. Understand one thing. That when we speak about healing, that when we teach healing, it doesn't just apply to your physical body or your emotions or your mental state of mind. What do you need to declare today that needs healing right now? Lord, you could say something like this. Lord, I rebuke the canker worm right now that is attacking my finances. How about that? Lord, I rebuke right now this curse of living paycheck to paycheck. You could rebuke that. You could rebuke the curse of everyone in your lineage, in your family, never be able to go to college. Or they start college but could never finish it. Or they start college but they never get their degree or whatever the case might be. Undecisiveness. You can rebuke the curse of, let's just say, divorce. Everybody in my family has divorced at least once, divorced at least twice. I'm just coming up with stuff right now. What can you think about right now? Every single vehicle that I've had an accident with it. The Lord can turn that around. It doesn't just apply to your physical body. Amen? He will take care of His people. He will look after you through the journey of life, through the wilderness, through the wonderful times, through the trials, through the problems. Everything that comes your way, God is able to sustain you. He's able to take care of you, to keep you. But there's one thing that is required from us. We have to keep His statutes. This is all that the Lord ever asked. Love me with all your heart, with all your soul, your mind, with all your strength, with everything you got. Love me, and I will take care of the rest. That is all. It's as simple as that. Amen? I want to say right now also that even though all of my texts are coming from the Old Testament today, it's not often that I preach just out of the Old Testament. But many people think that healing and health and divine healing, right? Divine healing, this term, is a New Testament, New Covenant thing. And I want to say to you right now, this has been God's plan the entire time. God's plan to look off after His children, to keep them, to heal them, has been set in place since the beginning of time. And the proof of that is in the book of Genesis. If you'd like to turn with me, Genesis chapter 20. I'm going to give you a moment to turn the page. In Genesis 20, you read about someone who loved God, who served God with all of his heart, who was called a friend of God. And he did one thing. One thing is noted, one thing is documented, I'm going to say, that he did, and that is he prayed. And when he prayed, God healed. Let's go to Genesis 20:17, please. Okay. So Abraham prayed to God, and God did what? And God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they bore children. Wow. Isn't that amazing? This is Abraham now. Abraham. This is before the new covenant. This is before the mention of the Holy Spirit, specifically. This is before the fivefold, before the anointing, before all these things, the gift of healing, right? As one of the nine gifts. Abraham simply prayed, and God listened to his prayer and healed a group of people. Healed them from barrenness, right? Barrenness. Isn't that amazing? This is God's plan for us. God is spoken of right now as a physician. Now imagine, you and I, right? We, Christians, believers, followers of Christ, people who love God. Imagine if you were to come across someone who was going through something horrible, and they desperately needed surgery, or they needed some sort of medication, or some sort of medical attention. And right there, the spur of the moment, God uses you to just simply say a prayer, and the Lord heals, right? And you don't have to put up a show. O thy God that arteth and heaveneth, halloweth be thy nameth. O Lord, that have created all things in the human body, you know this poor wretched child who has abandoned the ways, but here she comes again and she has confessed her sins. And that prayer is going to go to the ceiling right there. It's going to bounce off this ceiling material right now and come right back down and hit you in the head. That's exactly what's going to happen. We can come to the Lord as a friend, as faithful servants, as someone who is acquainted with God, right? Acquainted to speak to Him, acquainted from hearing from Him, with the relationship that you already have, and say a prayer, and the Lord heals and uses your life. This is all for the honor and glory of His name. Amen?
Amen.
This could deal with so many things. It could deal with the physical, as we read about Abraham right now. It could deal with someone's brokenheartedness, emotion, stress, depression, loneliness, whatever the case might be. It all applies. It's all part of the package. Let's turn to Psalms 147. Psalms chapter 147. Excuse me. We're going to read verse 3, starting verse 3 all the way to verse 5. And verse 3 reads, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the numbers of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. Amen.
Amen.
Right now, the fact that a nation or individual has failed does not mean that God is finished with a person. It doesn't. His gracious ministry of restoring is described right now in Psalms 147. And mind you, let me emphasize the word restoring. He is able to restore anyone. Now, in the first half of my message, I said we need to obey the statutes and we need to follow His ways. But right now, I'm going to shift the focus a little bit in restoration for those who have fallen, for those who have come short, for those who might have made a mistake, for those who might have potentially gone a way that they weren't supposed to and they avoided all the warning signs. The Lord is still a just God, but also His graciousness abounds above all because He wants. And this is why He says, He heals the brokenhearted. This is why David says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Meaning, you went down this way, you ran into the wall. You cracked your head. You busted your nose. You broke a few bones. Now your feelings are hurt, aren't they? Now you feel embarrassed and you feel ashamed. And now you're questioning, why did this happen to me? Why is this going on? Well, we'll leave the reasons for the side right now. But the Lord right now is saying, I'm going to heal you from all of that. And not only am I going to heal your emotions, I'm going to wrap you right real good. All the wounds are going to be wrapped up. Everything is going to be healed, mended up. The Lord is going to restore you from the inside out. And since the Lord numbers the stars, the billions and billions and billions of stars, and He calls every single one of them by name.
Amen.
Just imagine how much more important are you for the Lord? How much more? You don't think that He knows you better than you know yourself? Right? If the Lord knows all these stars out there on an individual basis, rest assured, He knows exactly who you are. He knows what you're going through. He knows your feelings. He knows your problems. And He wants. He wants to do what? He wants to restore you.
Amen.
And that restoration could include healing. Recovery. Right? Oneness. Whatever the case might be. Every single one of us individuals, we are unique. We are special. All our needs are different. what we require, what our body physically needs, what our mind and emotion needs. It's all unique. And God is saying right now, I am able to address your oneness. If I know the billions of stars out there by name, what makes you think I don't know you on a personal level? I made you, says the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Psalms chapter 30. Continue on in the Word of God. I just have a couple more verses to get through. Psalms chapter 30. We're going to read verse 2 and verse 3. I'll go ahead and take that. O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Amen. So what are we seeing here right now? We're seeing a combination of the two things that I just finished speaking about. On one side, you have a man that was named a man after God's own heart, right? We read about the friend of God, the man who God called friend. Now we read about a man, and then prior to that, we read about a people that were one foot here and one foot there. They could never make up their mind. Right now, we read about someone who loved the Lord with all of their heart, but they were struck with illness. Now, things change a little bit. And now, anyone could hear, apply this to themselves. If you're here today, right now, if you're watching right now, you might be saying, well, I serve the Lord with all of my heart. Okay. I love the Lord. I spend time with God. I read His Word. I pray. I go to church. I fellowship as the Word of God tells me. I give my tithes and offerings to the Lord because it is a form of worship. Let's make that understood. It is a form of worship when we give unto the Lord some, the best of us, a small portion, right? I worship. I do all these things, but yet I am going through a situation. What now? Here we read about David. And David describes one thing right now that we must all take to heart and believe, and that is this. His answer to prayer for help. That's all. Earlier here today, I think this was before we went live, I always say this, and I think once or twice or maybe more than that, I might have said this here on the live stream. I ask the people, have you come here today to expect something from God? And everyone says yes. And that is amazing. And I'm going to keep saying that up until the Lord gives me something else to say. To simply remind us that when you come to the house of God, we should expect something from the Lord because we serve a God that's alive, a God that's dead, right? Yeah. Amen. We are not ritualists. We are not traditionalists. We don't go through the motion. We walk in here and we have an encounter with a being. A real live being, and that is the Lord, right? Okay, with that said, equally you should have that same emotion and the same, not emotion, I should say attitude. You should have the same attitude when you pray. That's it. When you pray, the Word of God says, God healed David and spared his life. What does this mean? It means God brought him up from the grave. Now, how is that? It means that this person here, specifically David, got sick. David didn't get healed. It could be that David took medication. He still didn't get healed. And it could very well be that the doctors over there at Sinai Hospital or Johns Hopkins, they told him, dude, you have about a week. You're about to go. Make sure you get your will done. Get everything lined up. He went through the whole shebang right now to the point where as though he was about to check out. But he did not give up praying. He did not give up trusting the Lord. And David died of old age. David died of natural causes. He was a man of war. He swung the sword. He got a lot of bodies under his belt. That's straight up. I'm not sugarcoating anything, right? That's the truth. But he died of natural causes, an old age. And he's not old right here. He's not old right here. Amen?
Amen.
One thing that we must always never neglect is consistency, expectancy on the Lord day and night, no matter what the circumstance might be. Because you don't know the plans of the Lord for your life. And just reading this, this lifts up my spirit in knowing that God will never give up on me, even though I'm a little bit uncomfortable. Even though my circumstances are not quite as I expected. You see, it'll be wrong of me for me to sit up here and continuously just say one thing, one track, and that is, the Lord is going to heal you. The Lord is going to heal you right now, right now, right now. Where you have the man after God's own heart goes through the mire, almost loses his life. But at the appointed time, God healed him.
Amen.
And he said, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of my God. My God has not deserted me. I haven't been desolated. I wasn't left alone. Amen?
Amen.
This is our God. This is our Lord. David was about to die, you know. Perhaps many think directly because of some sort of physical illness, but the Lord healed him. God's deliverance always prevents death. God's deliverance always prevents the unfortunate. Whatever the case might be. If it's not physical death, his deliverance will keep you from going bankrupt, will keep you from losing your house, from your car being repossessed, from you name, you fill in the blank, okay? You fill in the blank right now. His deliverance will always see through and through. All you have to do is keep his statutes, and heed to his voice diligently. Amen?
Amen.
If you diligently heed to the voice of the Lord your God and keep all of his statutes.
Amen.
This is the word of the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
In closing, I would like to read a famous psalm. It is Psalm 103. Psalm 103, and we're going to read the first three verses that goes like this, a psalm of David.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me,
bless
his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How wonderful this word is right now. Forget not. You can't forget. You can't forget how righteous the Lord is. How amazing.
Yes.
How wonderful he is.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
The Lord wants. Every single time. He will forgive us. You forgive our iniquities. He will restore us. And he will heal us from all the circumstances in our lives. That's his promise to us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, church.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Before we close here this morning, I would like to say a prayer right now. This is going to be a general prayer. We didn't pray for the sick here before the message because I wanted to share this message first. And hopefully this message boosted your faith. And I want to include you right now that's watching online. I've explained right now three different spectrums from three different people. One group of people and two different types of men. Wherever you might fall in the category, the Lord wants. He wants. He, as a matter of fact, he more than wants. I have the liberty to say that. He more than wants. And so right now, if you're going through something right now, if you need some sort of healing or restoration of any sort, I want you to take it up to the Lord right now as we pray together right now in this closing prayer. Is that okay?
Yes.
Let us pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence this morning, Lord. And Lord, we just finished hearing the word. We just finished reading your word. And I pray, Lord, that this word right now will generate new faith, new courage, new strength right now in the life of every single believer. And everyone, Lord, who needs to know you on a personal level, we include them as well. I pray, Lord, right now that we would accept your statutes, your orders, your decree. May we live, Lord, a life of righteousness, of faith every single day of our lives. May we call upon your name, Lord, without any sort of wavering, without any sort of doubt. And I pray, Lord, right now that you will heal, that you would heal your people right now in Jesus' name. I minister, Lord, right now, health in the physical body of everyone right now in this prayer, both online right now and everyone here physically present. Whatever, Lord, your people is bringing to you right now, whatever they are saying to you at this moment, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will answer them and heal them in the name of Jesus. Also, Lord, I minister emotional healing. I also, Lord, minister mental healing, mental health in the name of Jesus. I speak, Lord, right now, emotional health. Right now, Lord, online and here also, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, we receive from you. Lord, we know that you love us and you care for us. And never again we will ever doubt your goodness and faithfulness towards your children. Thank you, Lord, so very much that we have healing, that we have health, that you grant us, Lord, life, that you sustain us. And right now, Lord, we claim it as children of God. We bless your holy name, Lord, forever. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. We love you, and it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap again. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's continue to worship the Lord with our tithe and offering. Let's stretch forth our hand towards the offering. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you for your provision. Out of the abundance you have blessed us, Father, we pray for increase and multiplication. Pour more blessings upon your people. Father, bless this, O Lord, that we will use it to increase and expand so that the gospel will be spread all over the world. Thank you, Father, for answered prayers. In Jesus' most wonderful name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Amen.